A week-long salmon fishing closure went into effect Sunday for subsistence fishers on the Kuskokwim River. It's the second year in a row that subsistence fishing during the King Salmon Run has been restricted on the river. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Throughout June, the entire Kuskokwim River will be closed to salmon fishing, one section at a time. It's called a rolling closure and splits the river into five sections, which are closed 7 days at a time following the King Salmon Run as it progresses upriver. The decision to begin the rolling closure was made at a three-hour meeting of the Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group, a group that includes industry reps and subsistence fishers up and down the Kuskokwim. At the meeting, the group talked about the current low numbers. The state's monitoring program, the Bethel Test Fishery, is seeing the third lowest numbers in its history since it began in 1984. Nonetheless, the decision did not come easy.
I just have this feeling of darn if we do, darn if we don't.
That's Working Group member Mike Williams Sr. of ACIAC, who, along with several others, were concerned that the closures would cause combat fishing when people rush out to get all their fish at once. Generally, drying fish for the winter is easier at the start of the season, before the wet weather sets in. Williams said traditional subsistence fishing is conservation, following the strength of the salmon run and the weather.
In this Kuskokwim River, the people have made sure that there's enough fish on the river for escapement and take what we need.
The length of the closure was also discussed, with several people speaking out against it, including James Charles, an elder from the coastal village of Tututuliak.
These people don't like to see the river being closed, but if we have to close the river for subsistence, they would like to see it shorter than 7 days.
Travis Ellison, acting area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says 7 days is the minimum that's needed to get fish all the way upriver.
The reality is that a fish that enters on the sixth or seventh or even the fifth day of the first closure downstream is not going to make it out of that section before it reopens, and then it'll be vulnerable to harvest.
The working group also talked about other factors, including colder than normal weather, high water, and the fact that the run is probably late. However, managers believe despite all these factors, the numbers are still low. In the end, the vote was unanimous to start rolling closures. The Bethel region, which is the river's most populated area, will begin its closure at midnight. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.